lawn.com.
Weeds shake and shrivel at the thought of expert lawn and garden advice. Here at Rosie on the House, scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Speaking of lawns, how much more do we get the winter rye? And I say winter rye. How much longer do we get to enjoy the rye?
Long time. You know, we're basically the middle of February, so I got all of March and generally all of April, you know, till it hits 100. You know, so hopefully that's even through May, right?
But, yeah, hopefully.
But I usually figure about till Mother's Day, you know, and then you want to start getting that ryegrass transition, start mowing it a little shorter, letting it burn up.
And yeah, we've been spending a lot of time on ours. What I want to know is we've got a couple bare spots that just, for whatever reason, animals primarily.
Well, don't feel bad. Scratching. The Capitol grounds do too.
Foot traffic. Can I still take a little of the seed left over, put it down, mulch it, and have that grow in?
Sure. Absolutely. In fact, you know, the weather we have right now is very similar to late October and November, you know, 80 degree days and cool nights. So, yeah, it would germinate beautifully right now.
Does this mild winter scare anybody else?
For a long, hot summer? That's what I keep
You know, it has no bear. I've looked at the statistics. I've looked at all of that, and it just doesn't have any
good
relationship.
I'm so glad to hear
that. The summer kind of summer. And, you know, you got to remember, you know, March can be cold and rainy.
Yeah.
So.
We hope so.
Yeah,
and windy.
We need some more moisture for sure.
We went skiing at Snow Bowl on Sunday. It was kind of like the grass bowl.
Yeah, I bet. They're making
the ice bowl.
The ice grass bowl.
But one of the callers this hour had a suggestion for fourth hour. It kind of ties in here.
Oh, yeah.
She said she liked the idea of doing an almanac. You know,
Arizona almanac.
Yeah, you know how she said my grandparents always had the almanac, and kind of like Jay's talking, he researched it and found out. So you would could have saved yourself all this time of worry.
Well, we'd have to bring Ed Phillips and Kathy Collins back.
Yeah,
huh?
That's who I actually learned that statistic from was Ed Phillips. You just, you know, his research and the almanacs and all of that. It just doesn't
good.
It just
I hope
doesn't.
Not.
It doesn't correlate to anything. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It just makes for everybody on the East Coast being very jealous.
Now, does it? I would have to think that it might help the fire season a little bit, though, or is that just dependent on what time the rains come in?
Fire season is pretty complicated. You get a wet winter, it grows lots of growth, then it dries out. You can have a very wet winter can make a very bad fire season. I think the monsoons. Yeah, and
early.
Obviously snowpack, but an early monsoon arrival is probably one of the best things for our fire season.
We'd have to get Jim Cross on for that.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Get your Cross reference. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Starting this segment with Dave. Welcome to the program.
Hi guys. Jay, you were talking about the visit to the botanical garden there in D.C. And it reminded me, whenever we go on vacation, I've got four kids, and you obviously have to do lots of kid stuff, but we always try to find a garden to go to because I'm a gardener. So they have to put up with one day of dad's garden, whether it's the whole day of travel or the whole day at the garden, depending on where it is. But a client gave me this book called The Great American Gardens, and it's got 10 or 12 gardens in the country that are not, some of them are public, but some of them are, you know, you just don't know about them unless you're in the loop. And this one up in Seattle we went to, it's called the Bloedel Preserve, that was some forester fellow developed it over a period of about 30 years himself with a couple of different architects, and it's over 80 acres. And we got there about 11 o'clock, and they were booting us out at 5, and I still was wanting to look at more stuff. And they have every kind of garden you could imagine, from Japanese gardens to these big meadows and pastures to woodland gardens to formal gardens, and it's really something. When the guy died, he donated it, and it's just really well done. I mean, you're walking through this woods, and it looks like you're just in a woods, but as you would know and I know because I'm in the business, nature doesn't happen quite that organized. So it's really something to see. And plus the way they've laid it out, the way you go through it, you know, you take quite a drive all the way around from Seattle.
Rosie, we just need to do a show. We need to KTAR to budget for us to go do a tour of
the gardens of the world.
The gardens of the world, even. You know, we could go. And if you're close to Seattle, then you just got to keep going up to Victoria and go to Bouchard Gardens. It's maybe the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
Well, weren't you? We were brainstorming at one time about doing a group tour
right.
of gardens of the world.
There is a travel agency out there that does have that as one of their packages, and they have different garden tour packages. You can go to different. There's a United States one. There's a Europe one.
Wow.
You know, so the possibilities are there. I'm interested.
You'd be willing to host a little tour?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I bet Dave might come along.
If y'all are listening and you're interested in taking tours of the gardens of America or tours of the gardens of Europe, and you'd like John Jay hosting that and leading you through the gardens, email us or hit us on Facebook and we'll put it together.
Yeah, we'll do. I had done the research at one point of the cost and this and that, so we'll have to pull that all back up because that seems like I remember them being from about 1,200 to about 4,500.
Depends on where you go.
All the way to Australia was pretty costly.
Okay, if you get to do one on gardens, I get to do one on
historic homes.
No, powder, deep powder.
Skiing?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I get to do
I bet there's one of those.
I get to do deep powder tours. That's my...
Warren Miller.
What are you going to do? What's your topic?
I'm not going to commit quite yet. I didn't think about this. This is going to be good.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.